Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Alternating Currents kicks off today at venues across the Quad Cities. Events include an outdoor exhibition of the Quad City Rollers on Friday. WVIK's Jonathan Turner spoke to Sarah Eichelberry, a St. Ambrose kinesiology professor who goes by Tijamasaurus Rex, on the flat track.
Since January, Eichelberry has been a member of the women's roller derby team, which is marking its 20th anniversary this year. T-Rex is the team PR coordinator, with her husband Bill a referee.
I'm a bit of a fitness junkie, so for me, it has been a really wonderful outlet, including the contact, but having something to do that I don't have to be exclusively in charge of, and actually still get to learn and of course make friends for, you know, 6 hours at a week, especially in those dark, gloomy January months. Woo! And it was something I could bring my partner to do, and we just had a great time. So it's really enjoyable, and it keeps me moving.
Its first appearance at Alternating Currents, August 14th in downtown Rock Island, and an anniversary match at Davenport River Center, August 29th. For more on this story, visit WVIK.org. For WVIK News, this is Jonathan Turner.
Western Illinois University Quad Cities is launching a new apprenticeship program with help from a $250,000 grant from the Institute of Museum and Library Sciences. According to a press release on Wednesday, Western's Museum Studies graduate program will manage the apprenticeships aimed at creating an integrated workforce development model for museum professionals. The project will run for 3 years, consisting of paid year-long apprenticeships for 8 graduate students at host museums. Partners include the Figge Art Museum, the Putnam Museum, the German American Heritage Center, and the QC Botanical Center. U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley and Representative Ashley Hinson met with pharmacists from Northeast Iowa on Wednesday. Iowa Public Radio's Gavin McGough reports they discussed PBMs, or pharmacy benefit managers.
At a meeting in Waterloo, pharmacists told the lawmakers that drug pricing, drug shortages, and a lack of transparency hurt their businesses. Pharmacist David Scott says less than a third of the prescriptions he fills turn a profit.
I don't want to discriminate on my patient population based on their insurance, but I just find myself making way too many business decisions.
Senator Grassley says middlemen, known as PBMs, are setting the prices.
And we should know what they're doing, not only to protect you as a consumer, but to save the taxpayers money.
Hinson and Grassley say Congress should act to expose PBM practices. I'm Gavin McGough, IPR News.
The Libertarian Party of Iowa has nominated new candidates to join the race for lieutenant governor and Iowa's 3rd congressional district. Iowa Public Radio's Natalie Krebs has more.
The state abduction panel removed Jules Cutler and Marco Battaglia from the ballot in June over election paperwork. The Libertarian Party has nominated Charles Aldridge to replace Cutler as the party's lieutenant governor candidate, and Jacob Hurd will run for Iowa's 3rd congressional district. Hurd will replace Battaglia, who ended his run earlier this month after experiencing a medical emergency. Iowa Libertarian Party Chair Stephanie Berlin says Hurd is ready to step into the competitive congressional race.
He is ready and happy to move forward with this nomination. He is currently, for those of you who may not know Jake, he is a criminal defense attorney. He's absolutely wonderful, well-spoken.
The 3rd district includes the Des Moines area and parts of southern and central Iowa. I'm Natalie Krebs, IPR News.
The National Weather Service has confirmed 3 FEF1 tornadoes touched down in eastern Iowa on Tuesday morning. Field surveys show the twisters landed in Delaware County, with most damage coming from straight-line winds. Tuesday's severe weather system has been preliminarily documented as a derecho that continued east through the Chicago area and into Indiana. This is WVIK News.